How would you like to skip traffic on your way to work and also be paid for it? Well, a new project out of Stanford and backed by the U.S. Department of Transportation is experimenting with just that in an effort to reduce city congestion. The program works by giving drivers that commute during off-peak times a chance to win up to $50 added to their paycheck.
Joining us today in our Midday Extra is transportation economist Charles Kaminoff. Good morning, Mr. Kaminoff.
Hi.
What do you make of this idea of essentially setting up a lottery to persuade people to vary the time they go in and come home?
I think it's great for research purposes to be able to see how much money it's going to take for drivers to change their behavior. But I don't see it as being sustaining because where is the money going to come from to offer a lottery payment to thousands of drivers? I don't see it working.
Well, and also, do people have the choice of when they're going to commute? Often it's just set by where you're working and what time you have to be there.
Well, there's actually a lot more choice in travel than we sometimes imagine. And as the backers of this new idea point out, and I think they're right, it wouldn't take everybody changing behavior. Sometimes it only takes a fraction to make the highways flow more smoothly for everybody else. So in principle, the idea of using incentives to change travel behavior is a very good one, but there still has to be a source for the money.
Well, you're a traffic economist. What's the best idea you've seen to get traffic down?
I hate to say it because politically it's had a rough go, at least here in the United States, not in other places, but congestion pricing, the idea of charging drivers a pretty hefty fee to drive into the crowded heart of their city or metropolitan area, and then using the revenue to improve public transportation so that you're providing alternatives, that's a proven winner. It's been proven in Singapore, in London, and in Stockholm. We're trying to get it here in New York City, and once we do, I think that it's going to spread like wildfire to other parts of the United States.
In New York City, of course, public officials, including the current mayor, have pushed for it. It's a tough political sell, as you acknowledge.
Well, you know, it's funny because that New York Times article that broke the story on this lottery scheme, it said that drivers hate congestion pricing. And I think that's an oversimplification. They hate it until it's put into place. And then many of them become believers in it because it saves them time, and time is money.
But just so I understand your sense of congestion charges, you've seen data perhaps from Europe that once it's in force, people say, oh, I don't have to go into the city core all the time. I'm willing to pay a lot of money to do so because it'll be a lot shorter trip?
Not only will the trip be shorter, but its duration will be more predictable. You know, one of the problems with traffic is that if you've got to get somewhere on time, you know, to a job interview or an important meeting or a medical appointment, traffic is now so unpredictable because of congestion that you've got to allow more time than is really optimal for you. And with a congestion charge, maybe, depending upon the level of the charge, 10 or 20% of the trips disappear. They move to other ways of getting around or other times of the day. And the remaining 80 to 90% of trips are done not only faster, but more predictably.
Charles Kaminoff is a transportation economist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.